Unit 96, A Gift to the People. Many Americans take national parks for granted. Few people realize how these beautiful sites became public property. Early in the country's history, federal policymakers began to recognize the importance of setting aside land. They saw more and more people moving west. They feared that this movement would cause some of the most beautiful scenery to be destroyed. In 1832, the government chose the first natural area to be legally protected. This was the Hot Springs region in Arkansas. It was a spot that many people had been visiting to seek cures for arthritis. The first actual national park was Yellowstone. It was established in 1872. For years, people in the East had heard stories of this area. In it were places where hot water and steam supposedly spouted out of the earth. Then, explorers returned with photographs showing that such an area really existed, and Congress was ready to protect it. They set the land aside for the benefit and enjoyment of the people. A second national park, Yosemite, was established in 1890. Its purpose was to protect a beautiful area of California from overdevelopment. In 1901, conservationist Theodore Roosevelt became president. The number of national parks began to grow rapidly. Today, there are over 50 of them, and people visit in great numbers. In fact, many parks are almost too popular. There is sometimes serious overcrowding. Also, too many people use the parks carelessly. As a result, some are experiencing serious damage. Land set aside for all generations of Americans now run the risk of being destroyed.